Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom Aleichem, Malche Asharet, Malche
it belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me. And I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done. By the power of His blood, I know it's mine. It belongs to me. It belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. And I have everything that makes my healing complete. It doesn't matter how I feel. When His stripes, I'm
Good evening, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. Like always, I'll remind everyone to get your study tools, those things that you need for a good study, your pens, your pencils, your highlighters, your iPads, your notepads, your Bible dictionary, your Bible, your concordance, all those things that you would need for a good study. As the Father will open our eyes and open our hearts to the wonders of His Word on this evening. And if anybody, you know, if you can hear me clearly, a thumbs up, let me know that you can hear me well. I'm going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as we come before Thee on this soon approaching Sabbath day, we ask of Thee for Thy Sabbath blessing and opening up Your Word to us on this day, and also allowing us to remember what season that we're in, the season of new beginnings, the season in which our Messiah, Yahushua, laid His life down for us, so that we can have an opportunity to make it into the kingdom, an opportunity to meet His Father, who is our Father. Father, we ask of Thee to strengthen us. We also ask of Thee, Father, to forgive us for the sins that we have committed against Thee. We ask of Thee to help us to not commit sins against our brothers and sisters. We ask for Thee to continue to strengthen us in Your ways and in Your truth. We thank Thee for Your loving kindness, and we thank Thee for Your protection that You've given us throughout the course of this week. We thank Thee for Your love, but most of all, we thank Thee for Your Son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King. Amen. Blessed are You, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with His commandments, took pleasure in us with love and favor, gave us His holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are You, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Shalom once again, family and listening audience. I am your host, Yara Al, and we're going to be continuing on this journey, and the journey that we're continuing in is the question that has been put to hand. How do we find a people who do not understand that they are lost? We've talked about empathy and understanding what empathy is feeling someone's pain, even if you haven't been through it. And doing an action. That action we learned was compassion. Because passion is you feeling that pain because you have been down that road and you understand what you would want in that situation. So you give that to them. So the next class, or this third part, we're going to be talking about a different topic. And this topic, forbearance. And when we get into it, I'll, you know, read a couple scriptures, and then we're going to deal with the definition of what Webster say and what the scriptures say. But before we get into the topic of tonight, which is forbearance, we want to just remember some of the other classes that we've had in regards to Can It Be That Simple? When we were talking about the different occupations in which the Mighty One has given His people. He gave them the occupation of shepherds, farmers, and then when Yahushua came on the scene, fishermen. And see, and with those particular skills, you have to, you know, if we bring it up to modern day time and dealing with people, you have to be skilled with His Word in order to get the word out there. As a farmer or a husbandman, you have to till the ground, break that ground up, remove all the rocks and the stubble that may be in the ground. You have to water that ground. You have to soften that ground up so that that ground can receive seed. And that's what we do as we interact with people. We soften them up. We remove different things from them by the word of the Most High. As a shepherd, what do? We lead and guide people down different situations that they may be confronted with. And we lead and guide them through our knowledge of the word of the Most High, leading and guiding them so that they too follow the lamb wherever he shall go. Because as the words say, he is that good shepherd. Just as we've heard him, they can hear him too, to us, because we are a representative of Yahushua. Because if the good shepherd is in us, the good shepherd leads and guides those who hear his voice. And as fishermen, we learn that in order to catch certain types of fish, or we're going to use people, in order to lure in certain types of people, we have to have the proper bait that appeases them so that they can be reeled in. And we have to be mindful of how we reel in people in. You can't reel them in too fast. You got to take our time. Because if you watched any of those shows with people that fish, if you reel them in too fast, you might lose them. If you reel them in too slow, he might get too far away from you. So we have to be skilled with the word as we use it to bring people closer to the Most High, to bring people closer to the word, but ultimately, and bring people to the knowledge of Yahushua. And so one of the things that I'm learning through this topic is the character of Yahushua that I must take on. That's what I'm learning. Hopefully you're learning that also. Because what are we doing as we teaching the word, as we're learning the word, as we're sharing the word, we're becoming more like him. Because the more we take on this word, the more we remove our nature, which is a sinful nature, which is a wicked nature. And as believers, that is our purpose, to share the knowledge of Yahushua with all those in whom we come in contact with. We learned this years ago in regards to when Yahweh was speaking to Cain in the garden, and he asked Cain, you know, where was his brother? And Cain said, am I my brother's keeper? And we've come to understand that, yes, you are your brother's keeper. Because if you're taking care of your brother and making sure that your brother is right, you have no worries about yourself because you'll be taken care of also. And we learn that we're being taken care of by Yahushua. So we are our brother's keeper, and we have to help our brother if he's lost, to bring him to the right road. And it's a process. Because we don't want him to go astray. So we're going to get into some scriptures tonight. We're going to first start off in Romans chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 1 to 4. And it reads, therefore, O man, you are without excuse. Everyone who judges, for in which you judge another, you condemn yourself. Since you who judge practice the same wrongs, and we know that the judgment of Elohim is according to truth, against those who practice such wrongs. And do you think, O man, you who judge those practice such wrongs and doing the same, that you shall escape the judgment of Elohim? Or do you despise the rich of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of Elohim leads you to repentance? In this particular scripture, we're going to go to the word tolerance. And in your Greek lexicon, that word is 463. And the word is anoke. And it means a delaying, forbearance. It says use for forbearance, suspending, or delaying of punishment, patience. Now I'm going to go to the help word study, and the definition for it is the same thing as properly, divine forbearance, patient endurance. So I went to this, you know, I read this help word study because one of the things that it was saying was a divine forbearance. So the Father is forbearing, has a forbearance for us. And what is he doing? He is delaying punishment for our wrongdoings, for our poor decision-making, for our disobedience to him. So we're going to go to Webster, and this is what Webster says as in regarding forbearance. It says, patient self-control, restraint, and tolerance. There's another definition of refraining from the enforcement of something, such as debt, right, or obligation that is due. It also says the act of forbearance is patience. So one of the things that we're going to learn throughout the course of this study is about patience. But let's bear in mind the definition of forbearance. And that's patience or self-control and not giving you the punishment that is due. So from here, we're going to go to Romans chapter 3, verses 20 and to 26. And it reads, therefore, by works of Torah, no flesh shall be declared right before him. For by the Torah is the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the Torah, a righteousness of Elohim has been revealed, being witnessed by the Torah and the prophets. And the righteousness of Elohim is through the belief in Yahushua, the Messiah, to all and on all who believe. For there's no difference, for all have sinned and fallen short of the esteem of Elohim, being declared right without pain by his favor through the redemption which is in Yahushua the Messiah, whom Elohim set forth as an atonement through belief in his blood, to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his tolerance, Elohim had passed over the sins that had taken place before, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he is righteous and declare righteous to one who has belief in Yahushua. So we're going to go to verse 25, and we're going to go to that term tolerance. And in your Greek lexicon, it's 39:29. And the word is paresis, and it means letting go. Another usage for it is overlooking, suspension, remission of punishment for. So I looked the word up, remission. And remission is to cancel of a debt, charge, or penalty. So this is another scripture bringing to our understanding that when we don't do right, that the Father is being tolerant of us. He is not giving us what we deserve. He's showing us favor. He's showing us kindness. So from here, we're going to go to Romans chapter 6. We're going to read verses 20 to 23. And it reads, "For when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit, therefore, were you having then, over which you are now ashamed? For the end thereof is death. But now, having been set free from sin, and having become servants of Elohim, you have your fruit, resulting in set apartness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the favorable gift of Elohim is everlasting life in Yahushua, Messiah, our Master." We have to understand that what Yahushua did for us when he laid his life down for our sins, past, present, and future, for all of humanity. Through our belief in him, that we are forgiven because of his undying love for us. And so one of the things we have to do, we have to show this character to those in whom we come in contact with as we share the word of Yahushua to them, as we share the word of Yahweh to them, as we declare Yah to them. We have to show a character of Yahushua. From here, we're going to go to Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to go to verses 22 to 25. And it reads, "But the fruit of the peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trustworthiness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no Torah. And those who are of Messiah have impaled the flesh with its passions and the desire. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." We're going to go in this verse 22. We're going to look at that word patience. And in your Greek lexicon, that word is 3115. And the word is makruhimia. And the definition, I'm going to the help word study definition, and it says properly long passion, i.e. waiting sufficient time before expressing anger. This avoids the premature use of force, retribution, that rises out of improper anger, a personal reaction. Divine regulated patience is the mighty one that produces. True patience, long suffering in us, and hence is the fruit of the Spirit. Is a fruit of the Spirit. So understanding patience also can be used as long suffering. So now we have a couple terms that we have to bear in mind when we think of patience, when we think of long-suffering, when we think of forbearance. These are different terms to mean the same thing or the same action. And as we demonstrate these actions and interact with people, we have to be mindful of these terms and what they mean, so that when we're talking to people and our family, because our family are people also, and when we dealing with our own isms and schisms, sometimes we have to be patient with ourselves, but we don't want to be too patient with ourselves, because if we're too patient with ourselves, then we might overlook some things. From here, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to read chapter 6, verse 4 and verse 6. And it reads, "Rather we can commend ourselves as servants of Elohim in every way, in much endurance, in pressure, and hardship, and distress." I want to stop here again. We got that. We have the term endurance, and that word endurance in your Greek lexicon is 3115. So we just got finished going over that definition. So another term that can be used for patience is endurance. Verse 6, "And cleansiness and knowledge and patience and kindness and a set apart spirit and love unfeigned." From here, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians. We're going to stay in 2 Corinthians, and we're going to go to chapter 1. We're going to read verses 5 and 6. And it reads, "Because as of the suffering of the Messiah overflows in us, so our comfort also overflows through Messiah. And if we suffer pressure, it is for your comfort and deliverance, being worked out in endurance, the same suffering which we also suffer. We are comforted for your comfort and your and deliverance." We have the term endurance because we just have enduring. And this definition in the Greek lexicon is 5281. Going to the help word study again. And is hypomone. And it means properly remain under endurance, steadfastness, especially as Elohim enables the believers to remain under the challenges he allots in life. So understanding that we have to endure some of the situations that we go through. We have to deal with these things. Why? Because it's for our edification in the Messiah. Because we have to understand that we're going through the same things that he endured at the same time, teaching the people our experiences and us learning from our experiences so that we can be good servants for the Most High. From here, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 1 and 2, and it reads, "I call upon you, therefore, I, the prisoner of the Master, to walk worthily for the calling with which you were called, with all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing with one another in love." We have that word again, patience, and it's, again, 31:15. Years ago, that we have been chosen by the Most High. We have been chosen by Yahushua to do a work. And he knows that we can accomplish it as long as we stay faithful and believe in Yahushua. But we know that there's an adversary out there, and he has told us also about that. He said he's not going to make, we're not going to be ignorant of his devices. So he's shown us how to defeat the adversary in the example of Yahushua. We defeat the adversary with that word. We armor ourselves with that word. We armor ourselves with Yahushua because we've learned that he's already won the battle. And if he's with us, then we will win the battle also. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. And it reads, is the word and worthy of all acceptance that Yahushua the Messiah came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost. But because of this, I received compassion, so that in my first, Yahushua the Messiah might display all patience as an example to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. See, the Messiah saved us from sin. And if we believe that he laid his life down for us, what more can we do but be patient and share his word with those in whom we come in contact with? Because he told us there's sheep that are not of this fold. So there's sheep out there who's waiting to hear Yahushua speak to them. Even in the time of Yahushua, there was men who acknowledged Yahushua, but they were afraid to show it. In this day and time, we have to have that same endurance, that same fortitude, but we have to show that we believe in Yahushua. We have to continue to believe in Yahushua and continue to believe that he laid his life down for us so that we can have a better life, so that we can live everlasting. From here, we're going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. And it reads, proclaim the word, be urgent in season, in season, out of season. Reprove, warn, appeal with all patience and teaching. Letting us know we got to continue to proclaim Yahushua, to proclaim and be a testimony and testify about the things that he has done, about the things he has done for us, about the things he's done beforehand, because those are the things that we believe in. And because we believe in those things, we believe that those things can occur for us today. From here, we're going to go to Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 30 and 31. And it reads, and you had patience with them for many years, and did warn them by your spirit, by the hand of your prophets, yet they would not give ear. Therefore you gave them into the hands of the peoples of the land. But in your great compassion, you did not make an end of them, nor forsake them. For you are the mighty one of favor and compassion. See, the Father shows us patience, but sometimes he also gives us a little chastisement. But in that chastisement, he's still showing us favor and compassion. He's still showing us favor and compassion. So from here, we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17 to 21. And it reads, "For it is better, if it is the desire of Elohim, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Because even Messiah once suffered for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to Elohim, having been put to death indeed in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and proclaimed unto the spirit, the spirits in prison, who were disobedient at one time, when the patience of Elohim waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared. A few, that is, eight beings were saved through water, which figure now also saved us, immersion, not putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward Elohim through the resurrection of Yahushua, the Messiah." We have to understand, through his long suffering, through his forbearance, through his patience, through his endurance, he warns us about what's coming. He warns us. And that's our duty also. We have to warn people and let them know about the spirit of Yahushua and let them know about this word. Because we have that knowledge to share with them, to save them. The knowledge of Yahushua who saved us. And the only thing we're doing is reciprocating what was given to us with someone else. From here, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. And it reads, "And therefore Yahweh shall wait to show you favor, and therefore he shall be exalted to have compassion on you. For Yahweh is an Elohim of right rulings. Blessed are those who wait for him." From here, we're going to go to 2 Peter. Chapter 1, verse 4 through 8. And it reads, "Therefore, these there, having been given to us, exceedingly great and precious promise, so that through these you might be partakers of the mighty ones, mighty like nature, having escaped from the corruption in the world, caused by lust. And for this reason, you do your utmost to add to your belief uprightness, to uprightness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control endurance, to endurance reverence, to reverence brotherly affection, and to brotherly affection love. For if these are in you and increase, they cause you to be neither inactive nor without fruit in the knowledge of our Master, Yahushua, the Messiah." From here, we're going to go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 15. And it reads, "That is also why we, from the day we heard, have not ceased praying for you and asking that you be filled with the knowledge of his desire and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, to walk worthily of the Master, pleasing all, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Elohim, being empowered with all power, according to the might of his esteem, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has made us fit to share in the inheritance of the set apart ones in the light, who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and transferred us into the reign of the Son of his love, and in whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sin, who is the likeness of the invisible Elohim, the firstborn of all creation. Family, as we go through this lesson, I hope you all are seeing the love that Yahushua has done for us. And let me just go to the next scripture real quick. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. And it reads, "Therefore, chosen ones of Elohim, set apart and beloved, put on compassion, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving each other. If anyone has a complaint against another, indeed, as Messiah forgave you, so also should you. But above all these, put on love, which is the bond of the perfection." Last scripture of the night, we can go to James chapter 5. We're going to read verses 7 to 10. And it reads, "So brothers, be patient until the coming of the Master. See, the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the earthly, the early and the latter rain. You too, be patient. Establish your hearts for the coming of the Master. For the coming of the Master has drawn near. Do not grumble against each other, brothers, lest you be judged. See, the judge is standing at the door. My brothers, as an example of suffering and patience, take the prophets in the name of Yahweh." So finally, as we went through a variety of scriptures and dealing with patience and tolerance and endurance, this is one of the characters that we must take on. It's also, we read it in, as one of the fruits of the Spirit. But we have to have this character in us. We have to demonstrate this character. This is not a character that you can just talk. This is a character that you have to demonstrate and show. And it's connected to some other fruits of the Spirit. But this is something that we have to show to one another and to the stranger as we do the work of Messiah in this day and time, as we show the character of Yahushua to those who see us. Let us continue in our journey with Yahushua, with the Word, and with each other. Let us bond as a unit, because we are the body and Yahushua is the head. So we have to bear in mind what the words say and do as the words say and do your part in making sure that the body functions properly. And if we do our share, maybe the Father allows someone to cross your path to allow you to show the spirit of Yahushua so that he can rejoice as another soul comes closer to him. As he hear his words being uttered from your mouth as a sweet savor to his nostril. As you help someone else to give praise to him. As he rejoices in that day. Because as we serve Yahweh through Yahushua, as we serve Yah through Yahushua, it is Yahushua that he sees and not us. Let us continue to get out the way and take on these characters of Yahushua. Let us be more empathetic with one another. May we be more compassionate with one another. May we be more patient with one another. Yahushua was, he saved us even though we were yet sinners. He chose us because he knew what the outcome would be. So, brothers and sisters, continue to gird up. Have your full armor on. Have it secured. Have it shined up. Continue to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit. Continue to keep your eyes on Yahushua. Continue to remember the things that he has done. Continue to remember the things that he has done in your life. And if you get an opportunity, share those things with others so that they will want that goodness also. Because many people think that they're in goodness right now. But they're no different than that rich man. That rich man, when the Messiah said, yeah, you've done that. Yeah, you've done that too. Sell all your stuff and come follow me. That's what's going to happen. And we can't, only thing we can do is feel sorry for people sometimes when they don't want the goodness of Yahushua. But we don't know what the Father has planned for them. Because right now, they may appear as if they don't want it, but they've heard it. They have been given an opportunity. Because just like at one time, we didn't know. And we heard, and we continued. This road is not a pretty road. It's a beautiful road when you start to clean, when you start to clean it, when you start sweeping things out the way. And those things that make the road dirty and messy is us. We are the ones that make it messy because the road is already beautiful. We just have to remove ourselves out the way because he's being patient with us. At the same time, he's molding us. He's cleansing us. So we have to be mindful of that. Sometimes he cleans something up off of us, and what we do, we get, you know, just use this analogy, the pig. You clean the pig off, and you go back and roll in that mud again. Some of us do that with our own isms and schisms. after we get cleaned up and we go roll back in that mud. But he don't cut us off. He endures. He endures. And that's what we have to do with one another and these people that's out here that's lost. We have to empathize with them. We have to show compassion to them. And we have to suffer with them, long suffering. And this is part of that renewing of the mind. This is part of that renewing of the mind, family. We've heard that before. We got to renew our mind. And the way we renew our mind is with his word. Making ourselves a daily sacrifice for those who are dwelling in sin. And as we go, as I conclude this lesson, we just have to be mindful of the season that we're in. A couple of days ago, we did a memorial. The Messiah laying his life down for humanity's sins, past, present, and future. So let us all remember Yahushua. May we all strive to be like Yahushua. May we continue to add his character to us as we allow the Father to utilize Yahushua to help us be like him. As one of the more raids say, we got to get naked. We got to get naked. And we got to allow the Father to cleanse us. And on that note, I'm going to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yahushua, for your love, for humanity, and for your sacrifice that you gave. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, Yah, as we come before thee on thy Sabbath day, we ask of thee to continue to open our minds to the wonders of thy son, Yahushua. May we keep our eyes focused on Yahushua. May we endure as Yahushua did. May you continue to increase our faith in Yahushua. May you continue to engrave your word in us. May we continue to seek you through thy son, Yahushua. For it's through Yahushua that we even know that you exist, O Yah. May we continue to follow Yahushua. May he continue to open our minds and quicken our spirits so that we can do the task at hand and declare the coming of your kingdom. Father, we ask of thee to continue to protect us and help us not to be dismayed by the works of the adversary. May you continue to warn us, as your words say you do, of those things that are not good for us. May you continue to build us in your word and in your truth. Continue to help us to have a willing spirit for your changes that you have for us, both individually and collectively, as we stand in your truth and in your word, which is thy son, Yahushua. Father, we thank thee once again for choosing us to walk in your ways, to follow your son, Yahushua. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Israel. May you have a peaceful slumber, and may this appetizer for your meal sit well with you. May allow your dinner to go down great and tasteful. Shalom, Israel, and listening audience. May you all have a peaceful slumber. And remember, Yahushua has done for us. And may he also help us to stand on his word in our conscious mind and our unconscious mind. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. May you all have a peaceful time. Shalom.
You must do it today. Whatever Yah has put in you, be confident in it. All of those gifts, every last drop, you must do it today. 'Cause Yah's Ruach is yearning to move through you. He's been waiting so long for you. Oh, obedience, don't delay. Don't delay. Don't delay, oh, don't delay, 'cause you must do it today, you must do it today, you must do it today. All those gifts, every last drop you must do, do what he's called you to do today. Has it been scratching at you? Has it been tapping on your shoulder? Has it been nudging at you? Oh, get up and do. You must do it today. You must do it.
As I listen to what I was saying, cause in my head I never thought it could happen to me. But I recall what I was taught in the 34th chapter of the book of Psalms. In spite of our afflictions, he'll deliver us from them all. My trust still lies in you. I know you're hard sometimes, and when those moments come, I'll rest within your arms and give you praise for what's about to come. No matter how long it takes, I'll never give up my praise. So while I wait, I'll be patiently praying. Book of James, the proud faith shall save the sick, the Lord will raise them up once again. Yeah, that encourages me to praise him alone.